It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
You're back with The Attack. I'm Black. You're not. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. The Sports Attack rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And if you are listening, no matter where you are in the country, you can find us in a various amount of ways. Terrestrial radio, of course, if you're driving around in one of the many cities that Sports Byline is on and in. You can get us on Sirius XM occasionally. You can also get us on your personal devices. And that's what we focus on here in The Attack, the fact that we only get you for a little while, 15 minutes, half hour, hour, whatever the circumstances are, getting the kids off to school, getting the spouse off to work, getting yourself out the door to get to the gym and or whatever activity you're heading to at the given moment. iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher. That's what it's all about. Do the hokey pokey. /talk. Click on a Listen Live. We're right there for you. And that's pretty cool. You know, all the way around. Because like I said, we're aware of the fact that we only get you for a little while. And we got products to sell and personalities to promote and all that kind of good stuff. And hopefully we give you a little entertainment in the brief time that we have you on any given day. So we're happy you tune in. We're happy that you're a part of everything. Now, most important for us is the American Forces Radio Network. These guys and girls, they put it out there each and every day. And no joke, around the world, around the country, doesn't matter what branch of the service you're in, we appreciate everything that you do. You're willing to lay your lives down for us. Hopefully that will never happen. But the reality is the world can be a bad place sometimes. And you're the ones going into harm's way. And that's not easy. It's not easy on you. It's not easy on your parents. You know, we had the opportunity to talk to them down at Army Navy. They're incredibly proud, but they're also worried. You know, it's their kid going out there each and every day. So we pray for you and we keep an eye on you each and every day, and we really appreciate what you do. Right after this, we got April Flores coming up from Vivid Radio. She's a very cool interview, very smart person. Been through a lot in her life, too. So as we tap out, April Flores from Vivid. Right on the other side. I'm Bob Black. You're not.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, payroll taxes, or have not filed your returns, the IRS will get you. They can take your property, take you to court, even put you in jail. One call to Wall & Associates and your tax problems are solved. Wall has saved clients over $150 million in the last 5 years. Our average client settles for about 10% of what is owed. With one call to Wall, you'll never need to talk to the IRS again.
We offer free face-to-face consultations in your local area. Remember, Wahl has a proven track record with a total client savings over $150 million. Call now for your free face-to-face consultation. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940. 800-813-9940.
Every business has unique stats that lead them on a path to growth. Let Muse Platforms find yours with a free assessment to see how we can help you increase sales. Text STATS to 797979 for your free assessment today. MusePlatforms.com will build your digital marketing platform through insight, innovation, and impact. We provide a one-stop shop for Adobe Creative and Marketing Cloud solutions for businesses of all sizes. So text STATS to 797979 today. Let your stats lead you down a path to growth.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
It's my pleasure to welcome April Flores to the show. April does a show on Vivid Radio, which I reciprocate by appearing on her show as well. And it's always happy to have a guest on the show of April's stature. And good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm very good. Thank you for having me on your show.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on. We've spoken before. And we've covered a lot of different subjects, but you are quite the well-rounded person. You're a director, you're an actress, you're a photographer, you're a model, you're a makeup artist. I saw that originally you wanted to be a surgeon. So how did you miss on that?
Well, okay, yeah. I did. When I was young, I wanted to be a plastic surgeon, but only because I heard that they made a lot of money. And back then, as a kid, I was like, oh, very money driven. So I thought, okay, if that is what makes a lot of money, I want to do that. But having grown up and lived my life, once I realized it would take a lot of school and I would have to like involve blood and all that stuff, I lost my interest.
Okay, well, that's understandable. It's also a hell of a lot of schooling and a long time commitment as well. So perfectly understandable. But you branched out into different things. You went into adult entertainment. You, as I said, direct. You're a photographer, and you've also done artistic work with your late husband. So let's talk about the adult entertainment world first. How did you get into it?
Oh, okay. Great question. I entered the adult entertainment industry in the year 2005, so it's a long time now. And I did a scene with Belladonna, which maybe your listeners know, but she's an iconic major figure in porn. And she asked me to be in one of her scenes. And I accepted because at the time I thought it was just going to be a one-time thing. I had no plans of doing it again. I wore a wig so I would have anonymity, and I really enjoyed it, actually. That was the first time I've been with a woman, so it's captured on film. I'm sure I was awful at it, but I really enjoyed myself. I enjoyed expressing myself in that way. I'm a larger person. I identify as a fat person, a fat girl. And I thought, this is very cool. I can represent for other fat women because we are underrepresented in media, specifically in media that shows us as worthy of desire and pleasure. So that's what kept me in the industry for this long.
Well, I find that interesting because it seems as if with the Me Too movement and a lot of stuff that's gone on in media, and whether it's bullying or Me Too, as we just described, or anything along those lines, there are a lot of pioneers in making sure that the playing field is leveled and that judgment is not being given, no matter what your looks, no matter what your education, no matter what your background. So I would imagine, since you identified yourself as a fat woman, that you probably went through some fat shaming.
Well, definitely, yes. I went through fat shaming growing up from others, but also from myself, from my family, from my culture, from this culture that we have. So yeah, that fat shaming is something that I absolutely have dealt with. And in my early 20s, I lost a lot of weight just because I was in unhealthy relationships and it was affecting my appetite, and I had moved out. I had no money. So therefore, I lost a lot of weight, and then I was a skinny person and I was still pretty miserable. So I realized after lots of reflection, a lot of uncomfortable, hard self-work, I realized that it doesn't matter if I'm fat or skinny. If I'm not happy in my head, I'm not going to be happy. So at that moment, I reclaimed my happiness and I work towards it every day. It's not going to be based on the number on my scale or the size of my jeans or if someone's looking at me or not. If I want to be happy, it's going to be in my head. So that's how it took a long time, you know, but I recovered from the fat shaming that I have experienced.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, I'm glad because, as I said, we've spoken before and, you know, first time experience, but you seem like a very nice person. And I look at that and I see, and, you know, I was a kid and I did stupid things as well. And you know, how you treated people and everything else. But, you know, you got to grow up and be a freaking adult at some point in time, too. And it's ridiculous what people have to go through. I mean, it's one thing if you're sitting down to a sheet cake every morning for breakfast, but most of it is most of it is genetics. And you know, to fight that battle all the time internally as well as externally seems ridiculous to me.
It's really sad, and I find that more women of size are being out and proud and showing their bodies and stuff, but still, even doing that is a challenge in today's society. So that's why I like to be out there. I like to have my, you know, body doing these sexual acts and just being a representation for other people that look like me, because representation is, I think it's undervalued, but it's like collectively, like for everyone to, I just think that representation is super important, and maybe people don't really understand how important it is. But if someone sees someone that looks like themselves being represented in media, it's so impactful.
No question about it. And you've also made the jump from performing, which I'm assuming you still do, into directing as well. How did that happen mm-hmm. for you, and how's it working? How is it working out?
Okay, so I made the switch because when my late husband, Carlos Batz, died, he was the director of most of the projects that I was in. And I thought that in order to extend and keep going with my work, I would have to make the change, you know, switch gears. So I did, and I really love it. It's definitely a different mindset than performing, because you are behind the camera and it's essentially your vision coming to life, and you have to have a strong vision, you know, and you have to be able to direct your performers. I think that having a background in performing was so important and really informed how I went about the day, from, you know, like from waking up all the way through the shoot and helping the performers and you know, just shooting it and the whole thing. So I'm lucky that I come from a performer background, because it really helps me. It just gives me a different insight when I am shooting.
Yeah. And you mentioned your late husband, and, It was interesting. I found in 2013 that you guys had a project that you'd been working on a long time, a book, a fine art book called Fat Girl, where mm-hmm. I'm assuming that's kind of where you embraced who you are physically. But I would imagine it had to be a bit cathartic to just collaborate with your husband. And he obviously always accepted you, and to you putting forth a book and art together.
Right. We worked together for 13 years, and the camera was always a part of our relationship, whether it was a still image to eventually it became the moving image. But it was always there. We were always shooting, and we had compiled all of these images, and we had started working on this project early in our relationship, like maybe 2001 or two. And we wanted this book to be published, and luckily, in July 2013, it was published, Fat Girl. I came up with the title because I wanted to take away the negative connotations that people think about those two words together and have them become like this empowering, these words that other fat women can use to self-identify and not really be feeling bad about it. So it was published in July 2013. We had a huge event, a big gallery show. We had a talk at MoCA, which is a local here. It's an art museum here in Los Angeles. It was a dream come true, and it was really wonderful. And then 3 months later, very sadly, he passed away. But I'm glad that I'm super grateful that it was published, and we got to see this dream come to fruition and have that amazing night where we had the art talk and the gallery show. So I have those good memories to reflect back on. And I also have the book, Fat Girl. It's available on Amazon. If anyone wants to buy it, Fat Girl, it's a photo book.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry that you had lost, but I'm glad you got to celebrate collaboration before everything happened. What are some of the projects you're working on now other than Vivid Radio?
Right. Thank you for asking. I have a podcast that I'm working on currently. It's a solo podcast, and it's me talking to other great performers, my friends, just people I find interesting. That is yet to be titled. I'm just getting the interviews lined up. My other project is a cannabis project. It's a cannabis blog with my current partner, Milka Halili, and that can be found on fatflower.media, and we also have a podcast. We call it The Podcast, and we're just talking about cannabis and all of the ways it's beneficial. It's super medicinal. I had a headache yesterday, and I just rubbed some topical, like this oil. I rubbed it on my temples, and in like 1 hour, my headache was gone. I think it's a little bit faster with Tylenol and stuff, but I just don't want to take drugs like that anymore. So we're using our blog to educate people, take away the stigma that cannabis is bad, because it's not. It's a medicine, and highlighting people that we find to be beneficial to people of color, minorities, women. So our line is using cannabis to grow beyond the glass ceiling.
Well, April, I appreciate the couple minutes. Real quick, what's your social media so my fans can pop on and talk to you?
Please pop on and talk to me. My Instagram and my Twitter are the same. It's at the April Flores.
All right. Well, I appreciate the couple minutes. I'm glad we haven't had a chance to talk a little bit. And hopefully when I'm in Los Angeles, our paths will cross.
Yes, please contact me. Thank you for this chance to talk to you and reach your audience. I appreciate it, Bob.
Thanks for the time, April.
Okay.
April
bye.
Flores here on The Attack, and we're going to tap out right here. And when we come back, you'll be listening to more of The Sports Attack. I'm Bob Black. Don't go anywhere.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Welcome back to the Attack Black U. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free telephone number of the Attack. It's a beautiful thing. And, never realized that was a use for apple cider vinegar. Anyway, never mind. I'm just looking for health benefits. In case you were in Louisville and you were there when they won their national title, it was all an illusion back in 2013. It just, you know, that's it. It never happened. Never happened. Ware never played. Patino never coached. NCAA is coming down on Louisville. Understandably so, but just the one aspect of it that I always have had issues with is just, you know, vacating the title. Okay, well, you know, it never happened. 2011, 2012, 2014, 2015, including the 2013 national title. Louisville's got to give back all the money that they got from the NCAA, which is really what this is about. Interim President Greg Postel said in a statement, cannot say this strongly enough, we just believe the NCAA is wrong. We made a strong case in our appeal. And they beat Michigan 82-76 in the title game. This dark cloud that's hung over our head for 2 years is now gone and we'll strive to do better. Okay. And that's the whole thing. It just, you know, we're taking your title away, but we're keeping the money. Thanks. Thanks. Uh, You can't make it up. Waitresses on the table, hookers in the dorms, Patino out of a job. And yet North Carolina just keeps skating along. You know. Okay. Where'd the money come from? You know, you look at the top programs and you look at Louisville, North Carolina, Kentucky. The only program that I've seen that hasn't had some level of scandal is Bill Self at Kansas, and much credit to him. Michigan State, you see what's going on there right now. And whether Izzo and D'Antoni survive, there remains to be seen. His team has been very focused. But I got news for you. And I learned a long time ago never to underestimate a Tom Izzo coach team. But once they get to the NCAAs, and they're going to be a number one seed, they're going to hear from the fans, from the other schools. They're going to hear from the announcers. They're going to hear from the reporters. And the question, it's not going to start with basketball. It's going to start with the culture of sexual harassment at the university. And whether or not those kids are up to facing those kind of questions remains to be seen. And whether or not Izzo is able to deflect those kind of questions away from his guys remains to be seen. You know, I mean, you think about it, the kids, I mean, the ones who have been accused of things on the various different teams are off those teams. How the university handled it is under scrutiny, which is certainly understandable. But the kids who are actively involved in the program right now, this is going to get dumped on them without any real reason. So we shall see. As it stands right now, first four in, Texas, Florida, Butler, Syracuse, Savannah State, Florida Gulf, Nichols, Prairie View. That's as of yesterday, actually day before yesterday. This is according to our buddy Jerry Palm. Michigan State, as of right now, number one seed. I'll give you some of the brackets as it sets up right now. Because this is kind of fun. In the South, Virginia is the one seed. Kansas is the one seed. Jerry has them going up against Penn. You got let's see what we got here. This page isn't responding for me. Alabama against Houston, Ohio State against South Dakota State, Tennessee against Louisiana, Kentucky against SC, Texas Tech going against Charleston, Seton Hall against UCLA, Michigan State, which they have as a two seed, but I think it'll be a one seed by the time it's all said and done, going up against Wright State. Out West, like I said, Kansas and Penn. Got Arkansas, Va Tech, Rhode Island against the play-in, Arizona, Murray State, St. Mary's, Middle Tennessee, North Carolina against East Tennessee, Missouri, Kansas State, Purdue, Bucknell. Yeah, I don't have too many disagreements there. I mean, you know, it's fluid, tournament play, all that kind of good stuff. We'll see how it plays out. Some of the seeding that Jerry has is a little interesting, not necessarily the direction I'd go, but like I said, I think Michigan State, and he's got them on the 2-line. I think they're going to be on a 1-line. But, you know, when you look at the overall, I don't see any egregious. We'll see. I'll tap out right there. When we come back, a little more NCAA hoops as we go forward right after this short timeout. I'm Black or Not.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about Home Advisor?
Home what?
Home Advisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
If you love fantasy but need to be a part of the action, there's a better way to play, and it's live. WinView Games is the only app that lets you make live props when the game is on TV, compete against other sports fans, talk trash, and if you're right, win cash with an immediate payout each quarter. Playing WinView is easy. During each game, props are sent straight to your phone. So what are you waiting for? Go to winviewgames.com/predict to start cashing in on your sports IQ. That's winviewgames.com/predict. WinView Games. When the game is on, it's on.
The new year is here, and it's time to honor those resolutions to look your best. Dr. Edward Damascus brings decades of experience as a plastic surgeon to help you where you need it most. Abdominal etching, gynecomastia, calf implants, facial surgery, hair restoration, and more. You can see the incredible results at lookbestforless.com. Serving clients in California, Florida, Europe, and the Caribbean, Dr. Damascus has appeared on Good Morning America and worked with multiple Olympic teams and the U.S. Army, and he can help you. Go to lookbestforless.com. That's lookbestforless.com.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon & Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Every business has unique stats that lead them on a path to growth. Let Muse Platforms find yours with a free assessment to see how we can help you increase sales. Text STATS to 797979 for your free assessment today. MusePlatforms.com will build your digital marketing platform through insight, innovation, and impact. We provide a one-stop shop for Adobe Creative and Marketing Cloud solutions for businesses of all sizes. So text STATS to 797979 today. Let your stats lead you down a path to growth.
Wham, 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 wham. Yeah, I had to go over to Chilinardi's bracket on ESPN because Jerry's kept freezing up. on CBSSports.com. Fix it, boys. Let's see. You know, it again, it's all fluid with the who do you thinks, which is fine. A couple of things I find questionable. Joe has Oklahoma as a six seed. Oklahoma can't get out of its own way right now. They ain't doing too good. They're 6-9 in their own conference, and 3-9 in their last 12 games. 31 RPI. They're sitting at 16-11. They might not make the tournament if they keep going in this direction. Now, look, they want them there because of Trae Young, but not so fast, my friend. They're plummeting. And should they continue to lose some games and then go out quick in the tournament, you know, finish up with, say, 18 wins, they're not getting in. Now, according to Lenardi on the bubble, the last four byes, Vatek, Providence, Kansas State, and North Carolina State, last four in, Baylor, Texas, St. Bonnie, and Cuse. First four out, his varies from Jerry's. UCLA, USC, Washington, and Nebraska. Nebraska's played good ball this year. And next four out, Penn State, Utah, Boise State, and Georgia. Penn State has had some pretty good wins. You know, up until the loss against Purdue, who's sixth in the country, and they lost by three. They beat Ohio State, they beat Illinois, they beat Maryland. They beat Iowa. They lost by 10 to Michigan State before that. But they beat OSU twice this year. And OSU, when they first played them, was ranked 13th. Now they're ranked 8th. And they beat them twice. So, we'll see. You know? I wouldn't be so fast to count them out. And Nebraska, the same deal. Nebraska's 21-9 in the Big Ten, and they're 12-5 in their own conference. How they can have them out is beyond me. That's it. You know, come on, Joe. Got to be better than that. They did have a bad loss to Illinois. Beat Rutgers, beat Iowa, beat Wisconsin, beat Minnesota. Beat Rutgers again, beat Maryland. You know what I mean? It's not their fault that they're not playing the meat of the conference, but they're 21-9. And they're above 500 in their conference, and they're going to finish above 500 in their conference. So, you know, strength of schedule isn't all that great. I don't see how they don't go. Yet he has them out. I think that would be a true injustice. USC, Andy and the boys, 19-9. You know, Pac-12 is no great shakes. But again, if you're third in your conference and you're 10-5 in your conference, you're going. So I don't get his bracketology. I don't. Always thought he was overrated. Come on, Jerry, fix your damn sight. As I said, Lindsey Vonn wins the bronze in her final downhill. Now she can flip Trump the bird, which I guess is her main mission in life these days. You know, we talked about this the other day. When you decide that you're going to part-time in politics, expect blowback. And they're getting blowback. Whether you agree with it or not, I don't care. I'm not going to the White House. He's a racist. Oh, okay. Well, don't go. The pebble ripple in the ocean that's going to happen because of you not going. That's, you know, the world will shudder. I have nothing against Lindsey. I think she's a great athlete. One of my favorite skiers to watch. She's going to go for gold in the combined with Michaela Schifrin. Slalom and downhill. We'll find out. Medal count, we're sitting at 16. Norway's got 33. They're gonna romp and stomp through these Olympics. We ain't catching nobody. This has been a big sag for the USA Winter Olympic team. They have failed and dropped. And look, I you know, to me, it's the participation. I mean, the medals are great, but to me, it's always about the stories. It always has been. You know. And that's in itself, to me, the whole point. But, you know, again, I don't know. I get it. We got to win. Win, win, win. We're U.S. We've got to win, win, win. But I've always enjoyed watching her. But, you know, again, when you start making political statements, there's going to be pushback. So anticipate it. NFL, Josh Sitton can't keep a job. And that, quite frankly, amazes me. Now, I understand he's up there in age now, he's starting to get there. He's 31 years old. But he's still playing on a hugely high level. And after making the Pro Bowl with Green Bay, he got cut. And now after making the Pro Bowl with Chicago, he got cut again. I don't know. Now, I understand Chicago wants to start paying people, and they get, you know, they get $8 million relief. But, man, if you need an offensive lineman, grab him. He graded out as the sixth best guard in the National Football League last year. Giants, Giants, Giants. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Him, Pugh, and Jones? Well, Eli feel a whole lot better about dropping back in the pocket, I'll tell you that much. Address one of the tackles and bye-bye. You know? No joke. I was surprised to see him hit the market again. It blew me away. I mean, okay. I got to be honest. I was shocked. Shocking. Shocking, I says. Shocking. The NFL is an odd place sometimes. As I said in the opening of the show, Jarvis Landry, they used the franchise tag on him. I was pretty surprised. I got to be honest. I thought they were going to let him hit the market and then try to get him back. And he's been a bit of a malcontent. Now, they used a non-exclusive, which means if another team signs him, they got to give up two first rounders. So negotiations have not been doing too well. Adam Gase is in a weird spot. They're not sure who their quarterback's going to be. They're not thrilled with Tannehill. The Cutler experiment failed. They got rid of Jay Ajayi. The defense underachieved. And he's going to be on the hot seat next year. So they're hoping that they and Landry can come together on some level of contract, but Landry has been, you know, at this point, it's been very disrespectful. Yeah, because when you're becoming a millionaire, it's always disrespectful. However, if they're unable to reach a deal, he gets $16 million of disrespect. So, Make sure you bank some of it. You know, the Dominican Sioux deal and the fact they have heavily invested in defense and they invested in Tannehill, they have no cap. And I don't know what they're going to be able to do. You know, can they put it at about 10 a year? Yeah, I guess 10 a year might get it done. I don't know what they're offering them. But don't forget who's running the organization, Mike Tannenbaum. Not a huge fan, never have been. Doesn't know how to manage the cap, and it's showing yet again. Andrew Luck, I'm really wondering what Frank Reich is walking into. I do worry about this. This keeps me up at night. No, not really. The Andrew Luck's shoulder is now 12 months removed. He's throwing. They didn't say what or how much in California as he continues to do his rehab. OTAs are, you know, not too far down the line, but far enough, it'll be another 3 or 4 months. Luck himself said, I'm in the middle of sort of a little bit of throwing and strengthening, preparing my shoulder to be able to throw load, handle the throw load that part of being an NFL quarterback and being an NFL quarterback. So you know, he's working on getting his arm back. I don't know that it's ever going to come back. I allude to Chad Pennington when stuff like this happens. And Pennington, who never had a great arm to start out with, had no arm when he was done. Now, if Andrew Luck is back for the opener in 2018, it'll be 20 months since he had the original shoulder surgery. If that ends up being the case, and he's not ready to go, or for some reason he's not up to snuff as far as his ability to perform, yeah, it'll be one of the sad stories in the National Football League because he'll never be great again. And believe me, he is great. Let's tap out right there. When we come back, we'll wrap it up on the attack. I'm Black. You're not.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack Black. You 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Again, I'm looking at this Andrew Luck thing, and I don't know. I hope he's able to play again, at least at the level that he was able to play at to start out with. If not, it would truly be a sad story. I mean, it really would. Not tragic. He's got enough money to retire on and everything else, but you know. And here in New York, Kirk Cousins, they want to get him, the Jets. They're willing to guarantee $60 million in the first year. Allegedly. They'll have $100 million in cap space, and they're willing to guarantee $60 million up front. So $100 million or more in the first 3 years of the deal, and basically guaranteeing the entire contract. And if they do that, they got $30 million more to go out after free agents. And they have the number 6 pick. Or they can trade down. Because if they get the quarterback, there's going to be a lot of people willing to trade up to the 6 hole to get their quarterback. Interesting. Interesting. And there's still floating a rumor out there about Washington franchising him, which would put him over the $30 million mark, which, of course, would hamstring them as far as doing any moves. And I don't think anybody in the National Football League would trade for him. We'll see. I mean, to me, he's average. He's good. He's not average. He's good. But I don't know. I don't know if he makes it in New York, and it would be another typical Jet move. Anyway, that's it. Thanks to April Flores for coming on board. Thanks to Robert for pushing the buttons. We'll talk to you again. Mañana.